with Benito Vergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
The mobile services space is an exciting world of apps and solutions aimed at much more than communication and entertainment, which has made mobile devices the closest companion for most of us. Though convenient, mobile services can be a complex space filled with pitfalls and threats that are not always easy for you and I as consumers to maneuver without the right knowledge of the tech and their rights. Joining the conversation to fill us in on what you could do should you find out that your cell phone number was fraudulently subscribed to a marketing service is the managing executive at the Wireless Application Services Provider Association, or WASPA, Ilonka Badenhorst. Ms. Badenhorst, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening and thanks so much for having me on the show.
So what does WASPA do and what is its jurisdiction?
So WASPA is a body that was formed in 2004, and it's got a dual mandate, one to represent and secondly to self-regulate mobile value-added service providers within South Africa. So people would usually at this point ask me, what is a mobile value-added service provider? And these are companies that offer services and products to end consumers within South Africa over the mobile network, for example, services or subscription services for various types of content. We're also looking at different things like voting lines or comment lines, promotional competitions, and it even goes as far as direct marketing. So the whole point of WASPA is that WASPA was formed, and we have now had a code of conduct that all of our members have to adhere to. And this code is also endorsed by the main mobile operators, so Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, and Telkom. You know, very strict rules and regulations within the space, and all of our members have to very, very precisely adhere to these rules and regulations. And we monitor this on a 24/7 basis, and in the event that we find that any of our members have contravened or breached any of our regulations, we have a well-established complaints procedure where we can then deal with the complaints, investigate it, and sanction these companies in the event that they have not followed these strict rules.
And sanctioning would take the form of what, Ilonka?
Well, it could be a variety depending on the severity of the breach, but anything from a monetary fine, for example, anything from 2,000 Rand to 500,000 Rand for not following the rules. It could include refunding an entire database or unsubscribing an entire database from services, up to the point of suspension until services have been corrected, and even expulsion, meaning that they cannot operate within South Africa anymore.
I've always found it that when one wants to unsubscribe from some of these marketing services, that it becomes incredibly difficult to do so, even though there are the provided links to do so, and you get the notifications that you're unsubscribed. But the next day, in your inbox, there's more marketing messages. What are some of the common complaints that WASPA receives from consumers?
Well, exactly what you just said. I think one of the biggest grievances that a lot of consumers deal with is unsolicited direct marketing, or what we always refer to as spam as well. And it's not quite clear actually why that's still happening. I mean, there's very specific legislation at the moment that deals with that is out there supposed to protect the consumer. Unfortunately, all the companies are not adhering to those rules. And then other types of complaints that WASPA also deal with is relating to subscription services or content services. So this is either where consumers have subscribed to a service and they would like to unsubscribe or get more information or try to get access to the service, or where they feel that they unwillingly or unknowingly subscribe to a service and they want more information, or they want to get their airtime back, and etc. So WASPA deals with all these types of queries and complaints.
One of the challenges that I had recently, my daughter inadvertently subscribed to a gaming service which was a paid for service, and oh my word, and that became a challenge to end that particular payment. And some of these payments occur on a weekly basis and after a while can add up. I mean, are these also some of the common complaints that WASPA receives?
Yes, 100%. So the thing is, it is very regulated, and our code stipulates very specific procedures that the members have to follow. For example, pricing information needs to be provided clearly, all the terms and conditions. A consumer has to actually go through what we call a double opt-in procedure. They have to confirm the purchase or to subscribe to the subscription service on two separate occasions. of which the final confirmation set is hosted and managed by the mobile network operator. But unfortunately, as you can imagine, we all tend to quickly read too quickly and to click too quickly in a lot of occasions. So we bypass and sometimes don't even absorb some of that information. But this is exactly where we can help. A consumer can come to WASPA, provide their cell phone number and the service that they think that they have subscribed to or a bit of information that they can provide us. We then directly get in contact with these providers and we start the investigation to see whether the rules are followed or not. And this is where consumers can come for recourse. If they haven't followed the rules, then action will be taken and the consumer will be refunded. Alternatively, at least we can explain and provide proof of subscription so that you can understand how that subscription came to light and how to avoid it in the future or what to look out for.
Do we know the rules, though, Ilonka? Do we as consumers know our rights? And if so, is all of the regulations available from a WASPA point of view then?
Yes. So everything that a consumer needs to know with regards to the mobile value-added space is contained in a very user-friendly way on our website, which consumers can reach at waspa.org.za. They can go through our code of conduct there. We also have some other useful information in general, for example, how to keep your kids safe online and other things that consumers can look out for. We also have a complaints form, for example, for unwanted direct marketing or unwanted subscriptions or unauthorized billings. Consumers can complete that, and then we will obviously take the investigation from there to assist the consumer.
From what you've been describing and sharing with us this evening, Ilonka, would you also advise that when we do subscribe to these value-added services, that we read those T's and C's?
I think it's important with everything in life, but before entering into any contract, to always check the terms and conditions. However, we try and make it as simple as possible, and our members are supposed to provide it in an easy way to understand and read. I think I always say, usually when they ask me for advice, I always usually say that reading is the most important. However, our members are supposed to provide the full terms and conditions at the request of any consumer, and they can go through it. And also, interestingly, WASPA has got a whole department called the Compliance Department, where we actually monitor all of our members' services. And one of the things that we do is actually go into the terms and conditions to make sure that they have ticked all the boxes and provided all of the rules and regulations that they need to. And if they do not, we also then take the member up and require them to take the necessary corrective action.
Lastly, Ilonka, just remind our listeners how they can get in touch with WASPA.
So the easiest way is to go to our website. The URL again is waspa.org.za. There they'll find all of the information as well as complaints forms. And we also have our customer support number on our website where any consumer can contact our very, very helpful team. And they will be more than willing to listen to the complaint or query and assist the consumer. We also a lot of times get complaints that don't directly relate to WASPA, which is more related to the networks or other industries or associations, but they will also gladly assist and then refer them in the right direction.
Managing Executive at the Wireless Application Services Provider Association, WASPA, Ilonka Badenhorst. Appreciate you joining us this evening, Ilonka. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the evening.
Smile. 90.4 FM.
90.4 FM.
Turn up the music. To death.